With America once again polarized, secession is back in the headlines. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Timothy Waters, professor of law at Indiana University Bloomington, examines secession and whether it could be a good thing.
Scotland, Catalonia, Bosnia, Bougainville, Cameroon. Independence movements are often in the news. Even in the U.S., Texit, Calexit, red states seceding or blue states, depending. Most Americans are leery of secession. That's why we fought the Civil War. Of course, that was our second secession. The first was the Revolution. Whether a secession is just or sensible depends. There are good reasons not to support secession for what America's founders called light or transient causes. But opposition often rests on unexamined assumptions. Secessionists aren't necessarily more nationalist, for example. Often they're escaping someone else's nationalism. Secession can be violent, but it's the state's resistance that causes violence. Secession challenges the will of the majority, but majorities only exist because states have the borders they do, which also create permanent minorities. Sometimes secession is the best or only way to escape persecution or resolve a difference in values. As the Declaration of Independence says, sometimes a people feel it necessary to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. The assumption we most need to re-examine is the idea that secession is failure. It isn't. It's change. Not changing when change is needed, that's failure. Instead of worrying that Country X might break up, ask why Country X should stay together. If a state needs violence to rule people who wish to rule themselves, then secession isn't failure. It's an answer.
That was Timothy Waters of Indiana University Bloomington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.